Yeah. What it is, what it ain't, what it's gonna be. What's that wordy word? Ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, guys and goddesses, how y'all coming? I'm Old Dog, Big Money Man. Miss Thang got it on me, I got it in me. Bringing y'all a pre-recorded podcast once again. That's live to me and pre-recorded to y'all. Same toilet, different feces, you hear me? I'm diving right in, no swimming lessons, just trunks on, you know? Food for thought, man. No matter if people gravitate to what you're doing or not, stick to what's best for you. And when I say what's best for you, something that you know is going to help you in your present and in your future. Sometimes you got to think ahead, even though tomorrow's not promised. And if you ask me, time don't exist. Tomorrow is today. Yesterday is today. Today is today. But meanwhile, do what's best for you. You know, think ahead, you know what I'm saying? Do something that you know is going to, you know, get passive income. Do something that you know is going to grow. Meanwhile, you know, future, you know what I'm saying? Do something that you know that's going to be trending for a long time. Do something that you know that's going to help others, that you know other people are going to gravitate to and want to do it. That way you can create your own brand, your own lane, your stepper at the end of the day. People gravitate to the wrong things. Motherfuckers will be on social media liking a motherfucker who's shaking their stinking ass. Probably ain't washed their ass all day. But you'll like that picture. But if somebody talking about spirituality or, you know, getting kids off the streets, you know, stop kang and banging, stop killing your ops, go to church, go to the mosque, go to a temple, feed the homeless. You know what I'm saying? Anything positive. Protecting the children, the elderly. Stop cursing out women. Respect women, respect men. Black power, black people should get along. Nobody want to hear that. Nobody give a fuck about that. Nobody care about that. When it comes to some sex, some bullshit ass drama, some money, you know what I'm saying? Some war, you know what I'm saying? Rumors, anything dealing with social media, anything dealing with what the media wants you to hear and see. Anything dramatic, anything with negative energy behind it, people gravitate to it. It gets the attention immediately. And I mean immediately. First is something positive. It lets you know people not who they really say they are. It lets you know people ain't got shit better to do. It lets you know with all this negative energy on this planet is never going to be right. The people on it's never going to be right because everybody gravitate to the wrong shit. Well, I ain't going to say everybody. I'm going to say the majority. Somebody somewhere is trying to fuck a child. Somebody somewhere is trying to rape a woman. Somebody somewhere is trying to rape a man or kill his ass. Somebody somewhere trying to rob something. Somebody somewhere about to steal something. Somebody somewhere about to create a post that's going to cause controversy. Somebody somewhere is about to create a post that's going to get somebody killed. Somebody somewhere is going to gossip and tell a lie or maybe tell the truth or snitch or whatever the case may be and get somebody hurt, killed, cause a divorce, break up a happy home. Somebody's going to cheat on somebody's husband or wife. Somebody's going to fuck somebody's husband or wife. So many things that's going on in this universe. And y'all don't think there's a higher power looking down? Hey, listen, I'd be a hypocrite if I didn't say this pertains to me. I done did so much motherfucking dirt, put in so much work, I don't know what to do no more. Hell, once upon a time, shit, I like to see the young niggas put in work out there because I done put in so much work, I like seeing them do. I don't really think like that no more. I'd rather them put in the right work and not the wrong work. Clock in on the right time and not the wrong time. That's what's wrong with people that got too much time on their hands. That's what's wrong with folks, you know what I'm saying? They always screaming time is money. What are you doing with your time? What are you doing with your money? Anybody could collect a penny. What are you doing with it? You flipping it? You helping somebody? You feeding your family? Are you helping yourself? What are you doing with that money? It makes no sense to have a bunch of money if you ain't doing nothing positive with it. God don't need your money. He just don't. He don't need it. You know what I'm saying? And he don't mind you blessing another person with it and helping them out. because we know we live in a capitalist country for the Americans. I don't know if everybody on here from other countries that listen to me, what my grid said. A lot of other races and other countries listen to me. So I will say this. If you ask me, the whole damn world like some type of currency or what they call money. But at the end of the day, do something with yourself. Stand on business. You know what I'm saying? Do something that's meaningful. Don't be out here thinking it's cool to be talking about ops. Don't be thinking it's cool to be, you know, disrespecting another female. Don't be thinking it's cool to not open the door for another woman. Don't be thinking it's cool to record a woman while she getting beat up by another man. Even though, you know, it ain't always good to butt in shit because that's how people get killed and hurt. And usually the female be back with the dude. Because a lot of these females don't know any better. And on top of the fact that, you know what I'm saying, some of them might like abuse. Once upon a time, you would think, what female like abuse? What are you talking about, dude? Are you fucking crazy? Who fucking likes abuse? Who says that? Sad to say, don't not surprise me no more. And it's also sad to say that there are fucking women that have an orgasm off getting their ass beat. Trust me, getting called bitches, hair pulled, spit on, shitted on, pissed on. You'd be fucking surprised. There's some freak weirdos out here. And at the end of the day, motherfuckers might think that's normal for some, but some might not think it's normal. But I will say this, it really ain't normal. It's really a illness in the mind. It's a sickening. And that's a plague. And a lot of people are like that these days. New generation, new way of thought. Everything's changing. Everybody getting lazy. Companies are lazy. Business owners are lazy. They don't even want to hire people no more. They'd rather have a robot or machine do it for free. These AIs and all this shit, man. This shit gonna ruin us. It's gonna take the place of the human. And that's not good. You're gonna see y'all up there, you know what I'm saying, thinking it's cool with this AI. Y'all feeding it to the AI, you know what I'm saying, using it to help your businesses and shit. After a while, the AI gonna take over your shit. You ain't gonna make no income. You ain't gonna have shit. It's gonna take your ideas and use it for itself and make you pay. But how you gonna get some money if you ain't working nowhere? You ain't got no job because the robots took over the world. They might as well just kill all the humans if that's the case. That's what it looked like. They trying to make it come down to. But at the end of the day, it's always a higher power that can stop anything and start anything. And he's the mechanic of it all. And no man can do nothing through the willingness and the free will and the say-so of God. How smart is a machine? How smart is an intelligence? How smart is an AI, an artificial intelligence, if a man made it? You mean to tell me man allowed this artificial intelligence to overpower them and outsmart them? I beg to differ. Moving on, I want to talk about blackballing. Now, I will mention a few names, and a few names, y'all might not know them. Maybe one or two you might know, because I'm an open book. As long as I ain't dealing with no snitching. But this right here has a lot to do with blackballing. Now, that's an artist that goes by Billionaire Black, Chicago, Illinois. You know, I spoke with him a couple times. It's my boy, it's my dog, you know what I'm saying? And he's a very talented artist. He's originally from an area called Welch World, near the low end of Chicago. But he, for the most part, he hung out and ended up moving to 63rd and St. Lawrence. He's real cool with LBG Duck. That's one of his best friends. And a few of the other guys. He's an LBG member. But he doesn't put LBG on his name. Why, I don't know. I've never heard him put LBG on his name. But those are his guys. That's his family. But, you know, everybody know the original LBG members. But he a part of them regardless. So you might as well call him LBG. Then you have a guy named Lil Durk. Daddy named Big Durk. Just did some time. He was one of the right-hand mans of Larry Hoover. They all GDs. How Durk get acquainted with BDs, maybe because his mama moved to those neighborhoods. Then again, those neighborhoods were GDs. They flipped. I say that to say this. This has nothing to do with gangbanging. I'm just coming from point A to point B to let you know how people were something once upon a time that they aren't now. And some people were supposed to be something and they something else because they flipped, because they're fake. On top of the fact that Dirt ended up blowing up off of Chief Keef. And there were drill artists that came before Chief Keef and probably just as hot as him, but Chief Keef had that sound. And he was young, he was wild and ruthless on in the music. And that's what blew him up. And then, you know, Waka Flocka, Gucci Mane, they put him out, gave him a chance. And then he did a remix with Kanye. Because Kanye wasn't even fucking with him until Waka and Gucci started fucking with him. Shout out to Gucci Mane and Waka for giving them dudes a chance. Real spit. Unlike Lil Durk, you know, he came back and, you know, uplift a lot of the guys as he should have. But my thing is, if you're going to uplift the guys, uplift your whole city. Me personally, I don't give a fuck if you are my op. One thing I will never stop you from feeding your family or getting some fucking money. I would do a song with you, literally. As long as you ain't dissing me, being stupid and disrespectful or dropping those subliminals. That's the equivalent of me being in the studio with you. You dissing me in front of you. Or, you know, in front of me, my bad. And I don't do nothing. I'm hit you in your shit. All I need to do a song with you and whoop your ass because you up here sublimely dissing my homies, my dead homies or me. No, we're going to do a song. We diss somebody else. Together, we can just make hard lyrics and make good music. We ain't got to diss anybody to make good music. Why everybody thinking dissing somebody's making good music? But the fact of the matter is, I'll do a song with you just to get some money. And we can do a song from different studios, not even being in each other's presence. Like Gucci Mane and Jeezy did. I'm cool with that. Because you're making some money. And it's helping me make some money. And I'm helping, we helping each other make some motherfucking money. Money's involved. You ain't got a kumbaya. But money's involved. And you feeding your family just like I'm feeding mine. But Dirk don't think like that. Dirk rather diss people. And you don't even know. You give people a way of making income. You giving them a name. You making a nobody or somebody. Because you dissing them in your song. Because you're somebody, Dirk. Stop blackballing people. Stop telling people that don't fuck with this dude, don't fuck with that dude at the studios and shit. These telling this to these beat makers and producers. That's gay. That's weird. That's some female shit. I don't even think a lot of females would do no shit like that. Because females stick together. So y'all doing some hoe-ass nigga shit. I ain't gonna even put a female in this, because female ain't got shit to do with this. It's you dudes that do gay shit like this. Hell, you dudes even put a lot of females against each other in the rap industry. Let alone each other. Y'all not real dudes, man. If you see somebody that's talented, uplift them. Shout them out. You know, even if you ain't gotta sign them, or, you know, send them to somebody. Somebody gonna pay attention to this person because of you mentioning them. Even if they your eye. It ain't about dissing them. Just be like, yo, you ain't gotta say y'all was eyes. Be like, yeah, dude, you can rap, though. You know what I'm saying? Dude, hard. It's fire. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers will never know y'all was eyes. That's gonna make people do their homework. And they really gonna dig into dude. They gonna dig into what the hell you said. You can drop a subliminal, but don't be too disrespectful. Don't, you know, say nothing bad about the dude so other people can think, oh, I ain't fucking with him. But some people would still fuck with you. If another dude diss you, you somebody worth him dissing. So that's good subliminal. That's good publicity. Any publicity is good publicity. As long as it's grabbing attention. And once they hear about this person, this motherfucker might surpass you. This motherfucker might sound better than you. People might like them better than you. All because you trying to be funny and diss them instead of uplift them and giving them a way to make some money. They didn't surpass your ass. Now they make better music than you. Now they doing better than you. And you don't see that. Y'all stop blackballing each other, man. Them dudes was drilling before y'all was. You know what I'm saying? Don't give a fuck about don't THF, OTF, none of that. You know what I'm saying? Same reason why LBG, you don't give a fuck about none of that. Y'all need to stop going at each other. Half of y'all extinct. Most of y'all don't even live in Chicago no more. And the remaining of y'all is in jail, rat and snitching on both sides. Ain't neither one of y'all helping each other. All y'all doing is making each other famous for foolery, for bullshit. You fugazi, you fool. You understand me? And that shit ain't cool. That shit ain't never been cool in my book. And it never will be cool in my book. You know what I'm saying? As long as I'm the motherfucking publisher. You hear me? There's been a controversy going on with the war over there in the Middle East, Israel, Palestine, all of them. There was a video that I did post, you know, and the guy set himself on fire. I think he was in front of an embassy or something. I'm not sure. As a matter of fact, my brother sent me the video. It was interesting. Any other time, Instagram, Facebook, and all them, TikTok, they delete videos of that nature. They won't delete a video of a woman with her titties and ass out. I don't understand why, but it is what it is. I ain't mad. You know, unless somebody hating on a reporter. They know they see them videos. They be wanting to watch it they damn self. But, you know, for some reason, they love violence. And violence, 90% of the time, don't get took down. But it ain't about violence. It's just, this right here strikes awareness. And I say that because you clearly hear the man say, free Palestine, free Palestine. Does he know something that we don't know? Is it something going on with Palestinians that they're not telling us? Are they hurting Palestinians? Are they killing the women and children? What's going on for this man to burn himself alive, put gas in a bottle, and set himself on fire? I don't know how he get through that place with that bottle and that lighter, but he did. They didn't smell the gas or diesel fuel, whatever he was using, because he clearly had it. Must thought it was a bottle of water or something, or some juice or soda, I don't know. But it was gas, because he clearly set a fire. The ground where it dripped from and his body. And, you know, it took him a while to drop. That's what amazed me, but he finally fell out. You can see his clothes peeling from his damn body because the fire was melting his clothes. Something's going on. And I will say this. The dude kind of like sound like he was American to me. Almost sound like he from a different country that speak English. I can't say. He didn't look nor sound like an Arab or Palestinian. Maybe he did because different races, different countries come in all shape, form, sizes, and looks. So I'm not going to put that out there. I won't sound prejudiced or ignorant. But I will say the man sounded and kind of looked it American to me. It was hard to say because the video was from a distance. Whoever was recording that shit, I don't think it came from a CTC cam. Was that a setup? How did you know the dude was going to come and do that? Why'd you start recording? I don't know. It's weird, man, how people just know to put out a camera and start recording. It's a conspiracy to me. Some people just so used to doing it, they end up catching shit. And if you have to see it to believe it. If you didn't see it, you probably wouldn't believe it. Oh, it's believable. Is this a sign of things to come? Terrorism? How can you defeat a man or a group or, you know what I'm saying, some enemies or military that's willing to kill themselves? How you gonna defeat that? The purpose of war, of course you take risks. Willing to die, you're willing to die. You're willing, but you don't want to die. You're trying to avoid that. The purpose of war is to survive and help others to survive and save lives. These motherfuckers don't give a fuck about saving lives, surviving, and none of that. So it's hard to defeat something like that. That's all I'm saying. Bad enough, we have been having an outage, you know what I'm saying, with phones going in and out. And then you got social media. That's been, you know, going in and out, people losing your passcodes to Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, you know what I'm saying? Even Twitch and YouTube, I heard. That's crazy, right? So don't believe the hype. Don't think that some Russian or some, you know what I'm saying, North Korean motherfucker is hacking this country. No. I really, now, not to say it can't happen, not to say it won't happen, not to say it hasn't already happened. But I believe that the American government is doing this because they're testing the waters. Something's about to happen. Something's about to come. bad enough. You know what I'm saying? We got an eclipse coming. We have eclipses back to back like this. This is not normal, y'all. I literally been hearing an owl in my neighborhood out every night, every day. Well, of course it come out at night, but every day, during the day, with his partner, just owling all day, hoo 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 and all that shit. Come on, man. That's not normal. That's not normal at all. And all I'm saying is, these are signs to come. You gotta be a fucking fool to not understand this. You gotta be a fucking fool to not see what's coming. Because it is here and it is near. And it ain't going nowhere. It's gonna get worse before it get better, if it get better at all. A lot of folks need to wake up. And they need to wake up fast. Because obviously they still sleeping. And they definitely don't have their third eye open. Don't even have a conscious to even know what a third eye is. Some people don't even know the meaning, what it stands for, what comes behind that. You know what I'm saying? They think they do, but they really don't. You know what I'm saying? It's deeper than what you think. And what this, and what this does, it causes panic and chaos. Even though the government can't afford panic and chaos, but at this point, they don't give a fuck because they still testing the waters. And we know not only is that going to stop a lot of people from making income, because half these people are so lazy. They don't know how to work a 9-to-5. They know how to get on the internet, shake some ass, show some titties, some dicks, some balls, whatever they choose to do, some body parts, or some comedy, or some skits. That's how they make their income, make their money. Because without the social media, a lot of these motherfuckers, with talents or not, wouldn't survive. Some of these motherfuckers would go crazy. Let me tell you something. There are people, probably majority of the world, if you ask me, that has phones. They take a shit with their phone, a piss with their phone, shower, bath. You know what I'm saying? I mean, mow the yard, cut the grass. I mean, of course, mowing the yard is the same thing. And, you know, they do everything. Hell, they even take their damn phone closer to the swimming pool. They do it all with their phone. That's why when people say, yeah, man, I let my dog hit my phone, my daughter had my phone with it, whatever. Most of the time, y'all be having y'all phones with y'all. Y'all can't go without them damn phones because y'all always having them phones in y'all faces. Y'all always on some type of game, watching somebody's video, somebody's DM, somebody in your DM. Y'all live for those phones. Those phones is like a god to y'all. And 98% of these folks lose their phone and lose their fucking mind. Especially the younger generation. A lot of these women too. They love their phone, bro. Not just to look at them. Phone calls, all of that. Y'all have to come out of that mode, man. Because there's going to be a time soon where you ain't going to be able to make no phone call. You ain't gonna be able to contact nobody on social media because ain't gonna be no internet. Everything gonna be dead and frozen. Nobody can call you. You can't call them. So it's best to know everybody's address and somebody, hopefully they're near you, which I very seriously doubt it because everybody's spread out these days. And with everybody being spread out these days, so hard to contact and reach somebody, especially if an apocalypse happened or, you know what I'm saying, race war, martial law, anything governmental, anything dealing with chaos, they're going to hide their ass underground, their bunkers, while we out here to die and freeze, cook, croak, go to war, whatever. Trust me, including the military, because they're puppets for the government. They're not part of the government. They're definitely not a part of the elites. You better believe that. And it's going to happen to you. So don't let nobody fool you about these phones. People love these phones. People lose their mind on these phones. The government know that. That's why they're testing the waters. People reacted immediately to that. People started making posts about them, being mad about them losing their password, can't recover it, and their social media shut down. Like, people like, God damn, they just... These elites, they knew this was going to come. They knew this shit would work. They knew what they was doing. They knew when they created the internet, they created something more powerful than any man would ever see other than the Most High. And that's the sad part. But, you know, at the end of the day, you have to overcome this shit. You have to do without, because you're going to have to do without sooner or later anyway. But meanwhile, you better enjoy it while you can. Or wean yourself off, man. Not to say you have to do it completely, because you have to contact people. You know what I'm saying? You might have a job where you use your phone, so on and so forth. But, man, I'm telling you, like, it ain't easy. Especially for the motherfuckers who, like, guys who love hollering at women all day and doing this and doing that. Some people be lurking on the internet. It's gonna be hard for them to lose a phone or some internet or a phone call. They lose their fucking mind. Imagine going 3 weeks without your phone. It ain't usable. No internet. People be checking every day to make sure shit working. It's not coming back. Once it's gone, it's out. It's crashed. It's crashed. Once the government shut down, the internet shut down, it's over with. You know, cause these days are coming anyway. You know, there might be something to happen to where something might cover the earth from outer space, or, you know, if any of that shit exists, and we ain't gonna be able to see nothing or use anything. I mean, just worst case scenario. And I know this shit to some sound like a joke, and to others it might sound spooky, and to others they probably don't give a fuck. And then some don't believe none of this shit can happen. But you a motherfucking fool if you think it can't happen. Like, you gotta wake up and open your eyes. Even the subliminal videos and commercials they're using with these children, chopping them up, killing them, they get by with this shit. Like, you gotta be a fool to not know that. Haven't you seen it all? You think you've seen it all? Well, you know you ain't seen nothing yet. And at the end of the day, all the shit that we've seen so far, we know there's more to come. Because we thought we seen the most, we ain't seen nothing. They just keep coming. At the end of the day, there's more to come. When you think you've seen it all, you ain't seen nothing yet. I mean, it's just so much shit going on out here. Should nothing surprise you anymore. Nothing. Because it definitely don't surprise me. But this controversy with these phones and this internet, and, you know, getting hacked with the password. I mean, let alone the internet and phone calls. People go crazy over their password. 95% of these people don't even remember their password. They stay logged in. They never log out, like myself. You know, God forbid, if they lose them, they're going to lose a lot of messages, a lot of this, a lot of that. A lot of friends, so on and so forth. Everybody don't have each other's phone number. And some people prefer not to give you their phone number. But here's the deal. Prep yourself. Be prepared for the worst, to where you need to understand that phones might not exist no more, let alone work anymore. Ain't gonna be no internet when something go down. When we crash, the country crash, or something go down. Ain't gonna be no social media. You're going to need to know where your loved ones are located. You're going to need to have a plan A, B, and C all the way to plan Z in case none of them work. And just because you make plans don't mean they're going to follow through and work for you. They'll just put the worst case scenario out there. We're going to be grown-ups here and face reality, because that's the truth. They're going to block roads off and everything. You're not going underground with them to no bunker so you can hang the fucking shit up. You're going to be stuck here with no communication. Communication is everything. That's how the government work. That's how military work. That's how it works in war. Even your enemy, you don't tell them when you're coming, but your enemy know you're on their soil. Even with war, motherfuckers tell each other where they at, what they doing. 9 times out of 10, it's to avoid casualties with children and women and whoever, whatever. We're going to play fair. We're going to fight on this soil and not put nobody else in it. And some motherfuckers don't care. They come tear your ass up. They don't care who they hit in between time and meantime. Who get the fuck in the way? They get bowled over too. They get striked like a bowling match. You hear me? And it happens every day. But you ain't getting nobody come to save your black ass, your white ass, your Indian ass, your Spanish ass, your Arabic ass, Chinese ass, Asian, whatever you may be. What race, what country, what continent. Alaskan. I don't care if you went from Antarctica. Nobody's come to save you. Nobody. So put that in your head, man. Leave it in the back of your head. Make sure it don't leave that brain stem, that brain memory. Because nobody's going to save you. You are out here to survive on your own. And while you're surviving, there's going to be a lot of savages out here that's going to take over, try to steal what's yours, control the narrative, befriend you just to eat your food and take your goods. Some might even kill you. Or at least tie your ass up until they can get far away. Get away from you, out of your sight, while they stole your goods and gone within the wind, within the midst of the darkness. Might not never see them again. Then again, you might run into them again. You might have to kill them. These things are going to happen. Government is not your friend, my friend. It never was. And never will be. So when the social media crash, internet crash, phone calls, things of that nature, there ain't gonna be no banks, no money, no soda machines probably not working. A lot of shit might not work. You might be able to get some food, but you ain't gonna be able to pay for it, so you're gonna have to steal it. Or walk out or do something. Ain't nobody gonna be able to sell you nothing. They're gonna shut the stores down and try to board them up. Who knows what they're gonna try to do? They ain't gonna be able to do shit. Because if a mob of people want to go steal something, you better believe they're going to do it. But guess what? Why they doing it? Ain't no such thing as stealing anymore. Ain't no such thing as nothing. It's called survival. You better be your ass in there doing the same thing with them. Because when push comes to shove, when all the food been loaded, and these greedy motherfuckers steal everything, you got to eat. You ain't going to better have nothing. Half of y'all don't even know how to plant fruits and vegetables, let alone raise farm animals and eat, and you know, your own meat. If you're a meat eater, y'all gonna have to turn into a vegetarian, because you don't know how to raise anything. Your ass don't even know how to, you know, plant, let alone your asses don't even know how to cook. You motherfuckers don't even know how to use a microwave. And I'm not even being sarcastic, I'm being realistic. You don't know how to use a stove, a oven, a grill, a bonfire, or nothing. But you know how to roll a blunt. You know what I'm saying? You know how to get on social media and post videos and shit. You know how to suck somebody's dick. You know how to sell some drugs, sip some lean. You know what I'm saying? You know how to eat somebody's ass and pussy. You know how to do all types of other crazy shit, but you don't know how to cook. You don't know how to plant. You don't know how to survive. You don't know how to do nothing. You don't know how to hunt. You don't know the ins and outs. You don't. And that's the sad part. You don't know how to raise an animal. The animal ain't gonna pay you no attention. The animal ain't gonna obey you. The animal ain't gonna listen to you. It's gonna try to get up out of there because it don't respect you, because you don't have the farmer ability, just like you don't have the farmer's aura. It's all about the farmer's energies. Animals feed off energy, not off looks. Because there's a lot of ugly motherfuckers that's been hurt by animals as much as beautiful ones. They don't go off looks. They go off energy. And y'all don't have the energy, let alone the knowledge, to raise an animal, to hunt an animal, or to grow some fruits and vegetables. Or to clean your water and gather your water, because you're going to need that. You ain't going to survive without that. It's a wrap. And you need to wash your ass. So all these things need to come to an effect, come in your mind. Make a list. Make a bucket list of what you need to do, what you need to have to survive, just in case. What if it happens right now while you're listening to this podcast? These are things that you need to think about. Y'all living like loose booties, man. Y'all out here free willy, man. I'm not saying don't live your life. I'm saying be aware. Open your eyes. Open your mind. Open your heart. Don't be one-track minded. Think about the worst case scenario just like you want to think about the best case scenario. Let's not act like both of them don't exist. Appreciate y'all listening. I'll be bringing y'all some more heat soon. Other than that, y'all stay up, stay clean, and stay dangerous. Oh no.